said, you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free as we launch here into the third hour of the program tonight. In the studio, it's Ian with you.
JJ.
And Mark.
And the number for you is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the state of the economy and how it's affected you in your life, or the Occupy protests, which is where we're going to go here in a short bit. JJ, you're going to tell us about the undercover infiltrator types that have been spotted or learned about that are, of course, you can figure this kind of stuff is going to happen.
Certainly. Right?
So we'll get into some of the detail there, but we've got Nick on the line first in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello. I'm calling about the topic of redhead extinction that was mentioned a week or two ago.
Redhead extinction.
I've heard of this.
I recall that.
In fact, redheads will become extinct some point in the next couple of
years. We talked about it on a show with me, you, and Allie, I believe.
I'll take your word for it, yeah.
Yes.
Well, first of all, they're not going extinct, and second of all, that urban legend actually started with blondes, the theory that blondes were going extinct.
So why wouldn't they? If it's a recessive gene, why wouldn't they go extinct?
Why would they?
Because it's a recessive gene and at some point will be stamped out, I guess.
Well, apparently that's not how genetics work. I mean,
okay.
Think of it this way. How would they ever become prevalent in the first place if being recessive means that it's more likely to go extinct?
It was some kind of modification for a particular place that made seeing on the ice easier or something is what I heard.
Hmm.
I'm no geneticist. No one should take their genetic advice from Mark Edge on Free Talk
Live. Well, I usually do, Mark.
Yeah,
disappointed.
Well,
so you're saying
no,
it's not happening, it's not true.
Either, but, sorry, what?
You're saying it's not happening, it's not true.
I checked up on Snopes, and it's one of those things where there's a number of variations of the same story that go around.
Yeah.
And it's just there's not really anything behind it.
Snopes says it's not true?
Yeah.
They put a red light next to it?
That's right.
Good enough for me.
Wow.
Done. Snopes is infallible.
I'll tell you, I believe
it. Give it the ring of power. Give Snopes the ring of power.
Nick, anything else you want to share tonight?
That's all.
Thanks for the call. 1-855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. So the Occupy protests movement still continuing. Is it gaining steam? I don't know.
I believe it is. I've been looking at more footage to cut together some more videos, and there is occupation protests going on worldwide at mm-hmm. this point, obviously. The Rome ones are violent.
Really?
Rome knows how to protest. Let me tell you, after watching video of United States sort of protest areas, and then the UK's protest areas. Watching Rome, these are professional protesters. They have their own helmets, their own gas masks, they have their own riot sticks. It's like they've gone through so many riots and they've collected so much gear and they've been saving it up this whole time. Just put it in the protest, just put it in the riot closet and we'll use it the next riot. But seriously, the protesters are hardcore in Rome. But looking more locally,
not that I would recommend being violent in your protests.
No, of course not. That's just the way Rome is. In fact, what I've seen, and I can clearly say after watching so much video, that it's very clear to me that the United States is the most peaceful protest movements. It has the most peaceful protest movements.
Mm-hmm.
After the UK, even the UK, they're brawling. The cops don't have guns by large part, and so you see a lot of scuffles between cops and protesters, where in the United States, it's typically always...
If that were the case, though, in Italy, I saw the cops slinging Mac 5s and H&K submachine guns.
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, if the cops not having guns means that the protesters are more likely to be violent, then they would be more likely to be less violent in
Rome. Oh, no, because in Rome, the cops don't have just guns. They have flamethrower cannons. I'm not joking. They have flame cannons, okay?
Take your gun
and go home, son. I got a flame cannon. But looking locally, we're going to talk about what's going on in actual Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street situation.
Which, by the way, as I understand it, Pete and Ademo from LibertyOnTour.com and CopBlock.org are prepping up to head down there.
Yes, they are.
Tomorrow night,
Monday.
I think. Yeah.
Monday, Pete has the court. That's right.
Their RV, their mobile authority resistance vehicle in New York City.
You're not going to park that along the side of the street in New York City.
Not at all.
So this story comes out of the New York Observer. And, well, this is a, it's, I'm just going to read the story here. Well, this is sort of a scary story. Marshall Garrett, one of the protesters who was arrested during Saturday's Occupy Wall Street march for trying to hold a general assembly at Citibank, told the Village Voice what went down that day. Apparently, a plainclothes cop had been very well informed of the situation ahead of time and had hidden himself in the crowd.
Hmm.
And then here's Mr. Garrett's actual words. But what was unknown to us and to a lot of people that day, including those in Times Square, was that there were undercover cops already there, paid to be disruptive and loud. One undercover cop present at Citibank was louder than the entire group.
I believe it.
He was how did this person know he was? He's sort of answering questions through email. So
okay.
The next question is, how did you know he was an undercover cop? His answer, he arrested one of the protesters outside and slammed her into the wall and pushed her back into the bank. We all saw him at the precinct with us. He was laughing with the fellow white shirt cops, telling them about what we've been saying, basically. It was a bit startling to how inside their information was, how they were being paid to go to these protests and put us in situations where we'd be arrested and not able to leave.
Hmm.
So, reading about this story actually led to another story about how the police have gotten the information about what's going on. Now, a lot of the Occupy movement protests and planning has been very public. There's been a lot of on Facebook has been
used. Usually anybody
Twitter.
Can go to the General Assembly meetings, and like you said, anybody can click in on the Facebook pages, and there's certainly no secrecy that I've seen.
Right. But there are email lists that go around for basically the organizers to discuss things. So I got this article out of Gawker that goes, meet the guy who snitched on Occupy Wall Street to the FBI and NYPD. The Occupy Wall Street protests have been going on for a month, and it seems the FBI and NYPD have had help tracking protesters' moves thanks to a conservative computer security expert who gained access to one of the group's internal mailing lists and then handed over information on the group's plans to authorities and corporations targeted by the protests.
Which figures, if you're going to be doing anything, any sort of activism that could actually have an effect, you might as well just count on being infiltrated.
Yep.
You might as well just plan for it. If you think you can keep something secret, that's when you're going to go wrong.
Especially with just using standard email lists and the standard social media sites, even the private settings. I don't trust those at all. Not one bit.
Yeah, this is the real conundrum when it comes to trying to do something that is sort of illegal and subversive and that kind of things. Is you just can't keep it a secret if you can get people to do what you want them to do.
They have to know about it.
They have to know about it. You have to advertise it, and therefore the government's already to infiltrate your group. The government probably will infiltrate your group. So if your group
if
your group is peaceful, then what are they going to do about it? These people have been holding signs and stuff.
This Gawker article goes on. Since the Occupy Wall Street protests began on September 17th, New York security consultant Thomas Ryan has been waging a campaign to infiltrate and discredit the movement. Ryan says he's done contract work for the U.S. Army, and he brags on his blog that he leads a team called Black Cell, a team of the most highly trained and capable physical threat and cybersecurity professionals in the world. World.
Right. So you can say anything on the internet, right?
Yeah. But over the past few weeks...
I lead the clan of the Righteous Fist.
Right, you go.
Who says otherwise? Yeah.
Put some metal in the background.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, some lighting effects.
You know, this whole infiltrator thing, it's, as was pointed out, you should expect it to happen. But it's always sad, especially when it leads to, on the ground, people getting in more trouble than they otherwise would. Like with the first piece that you were talking about, with the guy at the Citibank, or Citigroup or whatever, shouting louder and being more obnoxious than the entire crowd. You have these situations, and they've been documented in the past, where it's the police who send their infiltrators into these crowds to make them appear to be violent or to attempt to roust up violence. Now, it may not be saying that he was being violent in that particular instance, but there have been these indications. I remember there was one, I don't remember what it was, if it was like an RNC or DNC event, but there were cops that were basically, they were still wearing their jack boots, but they were otherwise clothed in normal kind of street clothing, and people were able to pick them out, and indeed, they were there kind of trying to start stuff up and trying to instigate. So look out for these people. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. It doesn't have to be related to the Occupy events. That is the discussion at hand, but there's plenty of other things in the world to talk about. But it's up to you. If you'd like to bring it up, you may do so. 855-450-FREE.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. It's a great little rifle. You can go see it at Ruger.com or purchase it at your local gun dealer, Ruger.com.
So we're talking about the Occupy events and the infiltrators that have been spotted at certain locations causing trouble, making noise, inciting maybe violence.
In this article, the person indicates that the loudest person at the protest was the cop. The person even louder than the protesters themselves in some cases in his statement. So, you know, it's very clear if you're out there on the ground with any of these situations and there's someone acting out, then you should question that, regardless of whether or not they associate as a protester or not. If this person's behavior is objectionable or it's over the line, regardless of who they are, you should have a certain standard that you hold everybody to, regardless of whether or not they're a cop or a protester or an organizer or a facilitator, whatever you want to call them.
So then you get into kind of an interesting area, which is how do you deal with that? See, now I don't know how to handle those situations. I mean, I've only been involved in activism as a relatively small scale. I've never the only time I've ever had to do anything that was larger than just a few people, maybe a dozen folks, was the 420 celebrations that happened here in Keene a couple of years ago. And at one point it got to the point where it was completely, there was no way you could influence these people. You didn't even know who most of them were
right. When
they were showing up at these events, and you're on a public piece of property, so you can't eject them from your property. It's not yours. And so therefore, if somebody is acting out, all you can really do is say something to them, or I guess enact some level of ostracism. But if their intention, if it's one thing if it's just somebody who's a regular person like you, who maybe just didn't think very hard, or maybe they were a little tipsy, or there's some reason why they got a little too loud or a little too rambunctious, it might be effective to pull that person aside and say, talk to them and, be nice, but be stern with them.
Well, that actually happened at some protests, not protests, but the dance parties. Well, you were in jail. The dance party Derek got arrested at. Excuse me. I was stuck in a wheelchair at the time with my broken foot, and it was one of the first times I'd went out just to get out and be around the actual outdoor activism.
Yeah, get out of the house.
And anyway, I was really upset. I a lot of what was going on, I couldn't walk up the stairs and witness it myself. So I was literally stuck in a wheelchair just shouting at police because I had no recourse. And actually, a few people did say something to me. And I took that with the feedback they gave me and applied some critical thought, even in the emotions. And I thanked them. And I did bring it down a notch.
Right. But you're a regular guy, and you can be affected by those opinions. If you're a cop, and it's your job to cause trouble, and your job to cause division.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say, is that if you're a person who's concerned, you and take someone with you, always try to interact in these situations with someone else, and perhaps even record it, and just go up to this individual and say, listen, what's going on is kind of out of line. You should just calm down a little bit, and let's be a little more peaceful. And then gauge the reaction from there. If the person takes it and it's like, oh, yeah, man, I'm sorry. I just let loose a little bit. Or if the person just ignores you and just continues on their rant, like you're not even there, I think that's a red flag.
That's an interesting point to bring up, the idea of recording someone. Now, I wouldn't do it right out the gate. But it's an interesting tactic.
Well, here's the thing, though. If I'm at a protest, especially as a person of the media, I've always got a camera rolling. When I was at Occupy Keene here recording, I had the camera going pretty much the whole time.
Right. No, that makes sense. I mean, if you're a member of the media, then that's one thing. But if you're just at a protest, you're at an Occupy Philly or wherever you are, and you've got somebody who's causing a problem, who is instigating, who is being loud, they're standing out from the crowd and they're causing trouble, or they're trying to roust people into doing something violent, or whatever it is they're doing. It would make more sense just from a safety aspect, as far as from your personal safety. It's your advice to go up with somebody else is obviously a good one. You go up alone, maybe they're going to do something to you. But if you go up with somebody else, you've got numbers on your side, and then you have a conversation with that person like, hey, this isn't we don't really think this is appropriate what you're doing, or however you want to approach that conversation. But you don't pull out the camera until that guy continues. So give them the chance to back down, to correct their behavior.
I can agree with that.
But if the guy continues be like, F you, and just starts to just continue his same behavior, that's when it would be a good time to bring out a camera, I think. obviously, if it's not a cop, they could get violent. But if you've got enough people around you, you should be able to handle that. But if they are a cop, they are not going to want to be on camera. Undercover police officers have a real problem getting their photo taken. And in many cases, they will do whatever they can to avoid being video or photographically recorded.
It's like vampires and garlic.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, really, it'll do this. They'll run right away.
Yep.
Right. And then at that point, what I could suggest, and I'll mind you, all this is just theory. I've never gone to the Wall Street protests and outed an undercover or anything like that. I'm just a guy on the radio with a microphone in front of my face, and I'm going to use it. So what I'd suggest after that is if this person is carrying on and continuing to be belligerent and continuing to be disrespectful to basically any human being that's around, mm-hmm. I would simply stand there and point this individual out, physically point this one out, and say to everybody, listen, this sort of behavior, and as loud to the people around that you can, and just say out loud, this sort of behavior is unacceptable, and I've already spoken to this man. Perhaps you all can speak to him and voice your opinion of whether or not you think this is objectionable.
Or what about turning your backs on him? What about having the crowd turn their backs on
him? Well, I think the first thing is to alert the crowd to the issue. And, of course, they might be already alerted to this annoying person shouting obscenities or whatever they're doing. But I think just taking the next step and saying, listen, this is unacceptable, making that public. And then the next step after that is ostracism, I think, like you were suggesting.
1-855-453. So essentially they're trying to make things look bad. They're trying to make the group look bad. I don't know if they're out there advocating violence, but I imagine they may have some of those guys out there too. So just beware, if you're going to go out to these things, of who could be out there. Just because they look like they might be cool doesn't mean that they necessarily...
And you shouldn't be paranoid either. You shouldn't let the fear rule you and think that every person there at the protest that you don't know is a cop. That's ridiculous.
True.
So you should be open-minded, but you should just be ever vigilant. I think that comes down to everything in life, especially when you approach it from a free market standpoint. You need to apply your due diligence to your decisions you make, and whether it's buying decisions or life decisions, and you need to be vigilant of your situation and those around you and how you can get caught up in something that someone else is doing. I think, just being mindful, I think, is important.
Your thoughts are welcome, especially if you've been out to these Occupy events, maybe encountered something similar. Would love to hear your story at 1-855-453.
Yeah, you've got nothing to worry about if you're not advocating violence or acting in a violent fashion.
Correct.
Or you have far less to worry about.
If you are not susceptible to suggestions of violence, then you'll be fine. If somebody comes into your midst and starts talking about let's throw some rocks through that window or let's bust up that police car or whatever, you know better than that. Don't get suckered in. 1-855-453, 855-450-3733. You can take control of these airwaves, because remember, if you become violent, you're playing into their hands. That's what they want you to do, so they can crush you. Free Talk Live.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman will be here. I just can't watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control. Dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight with you, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we will invite you to the website where you will get archives. You can get a bunch of them, as a matter of fact, and they go all the way back till late 2006, completely free. Almost 5 years worth of the show. All free for you at freetalklive.com.
You never know when the power is going to go out, whether it's a hurricane, tornado, ice storm, whatever it is that's going to take the power out in your particular area. It can happen any time. It's a good idea if you've got a family to have a generator on site so that you can keep the sort of necessary things going. I mean, think of how much money you have in food in your freezer. In order to get a generator, you know, you have to keep gas on hand. If, you know, the gas tends to go bad. If you've got a propane one, then, you know, the propane, you got to pay to keep that going. Here's a great way. The SG1 solar power generating system will cost about the same as any other generator, but it'll pay for itself over time because it's hooked up all the time, running the freezer, the refrigerator, the well pump, whatever you hook it up for. And you know, you can expand it in order to take your whole house off the grid if that's what you want to do in the future. It's a great generating system. Go check it out at freetalklivesolar.com. Again, it's freetalklivesolar.com.
Since we're talking about recording the police, here's some news from LouRockwell.com and EricPetersAutos.com. Louis Frobe is, or Lewis rather, Frobe is facing hard time, 15 years in prison. The sort of sentence typically handed out for crimes such as second-degree murder or rape. What was Frobe's crime? He recorded a traffic stop. Stop for speeding in guess which state?
Recording Illinois.
Illinois.
Wow.
Yeah. Illinois. Massachusetts was bad.
Then the Glick thing happened.
The Glick thing happened. Right. Illinois has been bad, and I don't think they're
They dropped
stopping.
The charges on that one guy that was facing like 75 or some incredible amount.
Did they in Illinois?
Yeah.
That's good to know. This guy was stopped for speeding in Lindenhurst, Illinois, and Frobe attempted to document the event, including the conversation between himself and the traffic cop. After all, the cop was recording him, and the cop's video audio record of the traffic stop could and probably would be used as evidence against Frobe in court. If Frobe decided to contest the speeding ticket, that is. Moreover, Frobe was out in public, where courts have ruled there's no expectation of privacy, period. And the cop who pulled Frobe over is a public official, performing his official duties. But in some states, they, that is the cops, see themselves as a protected class, entitled to special privileges, including a legal double standard that says certain laws apply to us, but not to them.
I think that's most states.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure that they do in this particular circumstance in most states. Here in New Hampshire, for instance, the cops are fine with being, in Keene at least.
They think they're at least in an upper class.
I would say that they are a protected class, there's no doubt.
This includes audio and video recording of them performing their duties, which in a truly masterful display of Orwellian newspeak and doublethink, they equate with eavesdropping, and for which they will try to slap you with a felony and destroy your life. Here's what happened to Frobe from the actual audio recording of his traffic stop. Cop says, "That recording?" "Yes, yes, I've been..." "Was it recording all of our conversation?" "Yes, officer." "Guess what? You were eavesdropping on our conversation. I did not give you permission to do so. Step out of the vehicle." And the happy malevolence, the sadism of the cop can be detected by merely reading the transcript. You can imagine how Frobe probably felt at this moment. Frobe was handcuffed, carted off to jail, and charged under state law with felony eavesdropping, which could lead to a prison term of 15 years. He's now in the position of having to spend a large sum of money on legal representation, and meanwhile, his life is in limbo. Until the nightmare ends, he must endure every moment imagining the prospect and spending possibly a third of his life among the OJs and Scott Petersons of this world. His life is effectively ruined, even if he is ultimately vindicated by the courts. It's hard to do anything when you've got a court trial hanging over your head, especially one that involves 15 years worth of a sentence. I mean, for me, I was only dealing with up to a year, and it ended up being, you know, a couple months in jail. I knew I was likely going to spend some time in jail. Thankfully, I have some great folks on the outside, like you guys, who are going to kind of help and keep things going. A lot of people, they've got a job, and they may not have that job when they get out. And you can't plan for anything if you've got a court trial coming up, because you don't know if you're going to be able to walk away from it. You can't plan to go and do something with the family. You can't plan to
financial stuff.
Right? You can't plan your business. You can't do anything. So it does really stop your life in its tracks when these government people do this to you. And the cop is sleeping real sound at home.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have to worry.
He's got nothing to worry about. He's going to misuse this law. And frankly, in Illinois, I don't know how this is going to turn out. They're not going to do anything to these cops. In all the states,
of course not.
Maryland, Virginia, Illinois, Massachusetts, where they've been going after these cops time and again, they're not going to do anything to them.
No, this guy's going to go right back out on the beat after this trial's over. He's on the beat now, and then after the trial's over, he'll be still on the beat.
Who's he protecting and serving here?
He's protecting and serving him. He's protecting and serving the corrupt police force that he works for.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea. You know, they don't want the accountability. Obviously, we've talked about this on the air a lot. And it just smacks of just straight-up tyranny. Okay.
That's right.
So you're trying to hold me accountable, even though I'm already recording you? No. I'm sorry, that's not good. You're going to spend 15 years in prison.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's all about.
The law written, obviously, for different purposes, ironically to protect unwary citizens who've had their phones tapped by investigators, is being used as a brutal tool of intimidation against ordinary citizens such as Frobe, or you and me, who dare to question the absolute, unaccountable authority of the police. The prospect of a felony conviction, ruinous to a person's reputation, their ability to find and maintain employment, let alone the prospect of being sent to prison, possibly to live for years among violent thugs, certainly gets the job done.
All for recording with a camera. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, if these people don't want to be recorded, what are they trying to hide?
It seems pretty clear, right?
Yeah, they're trying to hide the fact that they're bad people.
I don't know. I guess it's... I don't know. I mean, you know, are they bad people? What the hell do they think they're doing?
Who would put someone in jail for 15 years or threaten someone with that over a camera? I mean, a bad person.
That's the only conclusion I can come up with.
I mean, no good, sane-minded person would do that.
Who really... really, what person claims, that truly claims in their heart, that believes in their heart that they're protecting and serving the public, is going to throw one of the public in jail for recording while they're recording them?
Right. Someone who has basically like a lunacy in their mind. They're just crazy. Straight up crazy.
Well, as this article pointed out, I mean, it's sadistic.
Yes.
The guy is a sicko.
Yeah, sadism is one of the things that I'm left with here.
There's already a big, hairy thumb pressing down on one side of the scales of justice. In court, the word of a cop is considered almost holy, writ merely by dint of his being a cop. Meanwhile, the word of a citizen is essentially worthless, even if the citizen is a person of unimpeachable character. The cop says the citizen did or said X, the citizen disputes it, whose version will the court accept?
This is absolutely true. In my speeding ticket, I showed that the little gizmo that the cop had wasn't effective because they didn't have the certifications. I wasn't able to talk to the person who had certified it, so that doesn't matter.
You should have thrown it out onto technicality, right?
Right, the judge said, well, this is the word of a police officer who has been serving for 20 years and blah 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 blah. What I see here is a police officer who's been serving for 20 years. I'll take his word.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough. That's exactly what happened.
His word is gold. We all know the answer as far as whose version the court will accept. And we also know that cops can be corrupt, lying thugs. The video and audio evidence of this is irrefutable. YouTube has become a sort of a public forum for revealing the actual conduct of some cops in a way that cannot be denied or explained away by such bromides as, he was resisting arrest. A recent horrid example being the case of the homeless schizophrenic who was literally beaten to death by a gang of cops. The incident was fortunately recorded, and it's clear, thanks to the video evidence, that the beatdown was egregiously unjustified, a murder in plain English. And by the way, this claim of resisting arrest, they love this one. All they have to do is shout, "Stop resisting! Stop resisting!"
Right.
Whenever you're getting arrested for something and you're not resisting,
they just say stop resisting.
Right. They just have to shout it, and anybody with a video camera, it still looks as though to the untrained observer that, well, that person must be resisting. The cops are saying he's resisting. They're just shouting that because they can.
Ridiculous.
And it gives them an excuse to hit you too if they want. Because if you're resisting, they can
put the boots to you.
Use the force. 1-855-453-855-450-3733. Street Talk Live.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Yes, sir. And you can
music.
Take control of the airways. It does fit the music. JJ used to sing for a metal band.
I would if I could another one, but I just don't have the time now.
You're going to have to make that time.
I know. I think I will.
1-855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. You can bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments. Still have time for you and your thoughts. We're talking about wiretapping, which is a legal term meaning the cops can arrest you for having a video camera or an audio recording device. It had nothing to do with wires and tapping them.
Right. Wasn't that law, as you stated in the article, it was meant to protect unwary citizens or the public?
Right. That was the idea from some, you know, investigator types that might be wanting to ascertain information from private conversations and would perhaps hook up a tap to their phone box on the outside of their house or up at, the telephone pole.
See, I don't think a cop fits that description.
Nope. But it's legalese, so it's written in a way where there's all kinds of things they can interpret.
Illinois is a two-party state, so this is this kind of funny thing in the law, and one really has to wonder, there's one-party states where only one person can decide to record a conversation. What does that mean that the other person is saying and doing? I mean, some states are two-party states, and I'm just kind of curious, what were the legislators thinking of when they said, well, both people need to be advised that a recording's going on?
What were they thinking?
Yeah, what were they thinking? I mean, why, if I'm having a conversation with somebody, mm-hmm. shouldn't I be able to record that conversation, whether they know I'm recording it or not?
Well, I guess the idea is that people will behave differently if they know the conversation is being recorded.
Maybe people should behave like they believe a conversation is being recorded at all times.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
You know, I think you should be able to record any conversation you want, Mark, that you're having and that you're the primary party involved in, and that's something that is something you can do. And the difficult part is the idea of fraud. That's where I mean, just looking at the basic principles of force or fraud and the non-initiation thereof, I think that there is leeway for fraud in there, in that you might get someone to say something in a conversation that they normally wouldn't say in public or,
I suppose it's possible.
Or agree to,
yeah.
They might agree to something they might normally not agree with, and then you can make that public and hurt that person.
Yeah, like you're trying to, they're trying to get off the phone, and they're just like, yeah, whatever, let's go.
Exactly.
Or something like that.
Like, yeah, I just feel like killing a blah, blah, blah. Or just, you know, he just makes me so upset I want to kill him, blah, blah, blah. You know, just one of those offhand remarks, and then all of a sudden it's on the internet, and
it's probably only going to hurt a politician.
Or, right. You know, it could have been something simple like somebody's having a sexy conversation with their mistress, and the wife has hired a private investigator to check out, you know, hubby to see if he's doing something naughty, and
but
the private
in that
investigator
case,
taps the phone.
It's not a one-party, that is not a one-party situation,
yeah.
Though. If
yeah.
the mistress decides to tap the to record the conversation and then use it later, I guess my question to you is, am I supposed to feel bad for this guy? Because I don't.
No, I see where you're coming from.
I kind of agree. I can't see myself feeling bad for him. I just wonder, in the context, did the mistress mislead him in this? You know, it's just, it's a very, very difficult thing, and I think that's why a one-size-fits-all does not solve this problem.
That's true, and that tends to be the case for laws in general, that these laws are written, as you said, one-size-fits-all, and a lot of these cases, they need to be looked at individually. They need to be assessed, and I'm not just talking about, you know, wiretapping, but all kinds of things. They need to be assessed individually based on the merits and the ups and the downs. And
I think like anything, if someone is harmed, or if they feel they have a claim that they can bring against someone for doing something wrong with the wiretapping, cool, then bring that claim against this person. But until that happens, I think a person should be able to record whatever happens
right.
around their person.
If fraud hasn't been used, then what's the big deal? If somebody says, hey, are you recording this, and they lie, then you've got fraud,
yes.
Right?
How often does that happen?
Yeah. So some cops, of course, in some states are so determined, back to LouRockwell.com, are so determined to use any tactic, including the threat of a decade or more in prison, to keep what they do off the record and unaccountable to anyone other than themselves. Probe, that's the guy who is looking at 15 years in prison for recording a traffic stop, said they had audio and they had video on me, but I'm not allowed to record them. I'm in a private car on a public street, and it's a public official. Why shouldn't I be able to record what's going on to prove my innocence? He asks.
Apparently, he doesn't understand how we do business here in the United States of America.
In law, there was once a precept known as a malicious or criminal intent. This was essential attribute as far as defining any given action as criminal. Eavesdropping laws, for example, were written to protect people from having their private conversations recorded, absent a court order, without their knowledge or consent, for purposes of using those recordings against them, whether in the context of a court proceeding or otherwise, such as blackmail. Where is the malicious criminal intent in the case of a citizen documenting his own arrest? How in any way is the citizen perpetrating a harm against the cop? The answer clearly is that the harm at issue is the harm not merely of possibly revealing that the cops are not always saints, and sometimes worse than devils, but more deeply, of taking that big, hairy thumb off the scales of justice, of equalizing things between citizens and cops. A video, and they certainly can't have that happening, a video or audio recording means it's no longer John Q's legally worthless word against the legally near unchallengeable word of a cop. And you think back to what happened to our friend Adamo from copblock.org, when he was arrested and charged with a felony for, what was it called, improper influence, I think it
yep.
was. When he followed the man that wears a robe, Judge Burke, followed him up the stairs on his way to work and asked him three questions. Burke claimed he had threatened him and had him immediately arrested as soon as he entered into the court, the floor that the court is on.
Right.
The charge ended up being dropped, but that was after Adamo spent, 2 weeks? In jail, I think he spent 2 weeks just sitting in a solitary holding cell in jail, awaiting, you know, whatever the next legal step was.
Exactly.
They reviewed the video and discovered, he didn't threaten him at all, so let's let him go, and that's the end of that story. So Adamo loses
two weeks to review the video.
Right.
They had it in his prison.
And
in jail
when he was getting arrested, he was saying to the officer arresting him, just watch the video.
Right.
He kept repeating that.
So they can do whatever it is that they want to, but the video abrogates their ability to get away with it all of the time, and that's why they hate it so much. So the video, of course, points out, this gentleman points out, that if the video gets out on YouTube, they can't have that. It undermines respect for the law. Higher courts have repeatedly...
Right. The police act in a manner that people have a difficult time respecting, and then it undermines...
And then they get upset about that, about people finding out. Well, because suppose, you know, that
that's what
the case.
It really, to me, seems to boil down to.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, if cops want to handle this situation, and I think they can, every police officer should have a camera right in their badge with a microphone that they can't turn off. That they'll get some kind of unpaid leave if that thing is not on at all times, and then that should be immediately uploaded to the internet so that people that the taxpayers that pay these guys salaries can watch what they're doing all the time. You know, I mean, I suppose on breaks they should be able to turn it off, but if that thing goes off during while that guy's on duty, I think there should be an immediate suspension or something else.
But that'd be pretty cool, Mark. But
that's going to require a lot more accountability than they currently have.
They certainly don't want that level of accountability.
Yeah, like you said, they're not interested in that because they already have this aura of legitimacy surrounding them, and they know that these videos are chipping away at that legitimacy. And all they have to do is start acting respectful towards people and start treating them like they're actually providing them with a service instead of aggressing against peaceful people on a wholesale basis, and then everybody will respect them again. But as long as they continue to arrest our friends and our family members and our neighbors for a bunch of nonsense and ticket people for things that aren't harming others, then they're going to keep losing their legitimacy, and they're only doing it to themselves. Yep. This is just their desperate attempt to cover it up. Higher courts have repeatedly thrown out arrests of citizens based on this twisted misuse of eavesdropping statutes, declaring them unconstitutional violations of the First Amendment, but that hasn't prevented endlessly insolent police departments in Illinois and Maryland and elsewhere from continuing to threaten people with arrest and imprisonment, the mere prospect of which is sufficient to cow most people into abject, cringing submission, since for most people, even the thought of being charged with a felony, no matter how legally unsupportable and even if it will ultimately be thrown out, is a chilling prospect.
You better believe it.
That's exactly what they want, fear and submission. The law is irrelevant, not just what the courts rule the law to be, but right down to the core of it, the Constitution itself is effectively null and void. Authority does what it wills because it is authority.
And they call, they call these people from foreign countries terrorists. I mean, and frankly, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to terrorize the citizenry, people that would stand up with video cameras, into not doing it.
Exactly.
They're charging them with felonies, the possibility of rape, the loss of their houses, everything that would happen with getting arrested
going
for a felony,
yeah.
Huge amounts of money, and then they have the audacity to say, well, you've got to support what we're doing, or the terrorists will get you. Ladies and gentlemen, the terrorists have got you.
Yep.
You nailed it. We're out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow. You can join us live then, online in the meantime, at freetalklive.com. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.